AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. After day one of his hush money trial, former President Donald Trump again said he is innocent.
It's a case as to bookkeeping, which is a very minor thing in terms of the law, in terms of all the violent crime that's going on outside as we speak right outside.
The first trial of a former president involves allegations Donald Trump prevented damaging stories about his personal life from becoming public. Here's the AP's Michael Sisak.
A Manhattan prosecutor told jurors Donald Trump orchestrated a criminal scheme to corrupt the 2016 presidential election. Trump's lawyer told the jury that this case, this criminal case against the former president, should never have been brought.
Former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker was the first to testify for the prosecution. He described the tabloid's use of checkbook journalism, a practice that means paying a source for a story. After being exposed during the coronavirus pandemic, the federal government is, for the first time, requiring nursing homes to have minimum staffing levels. Vice President Kamala Harris made the announcement.
For residents, this will mean more staff, which means fewer ER visits, potentially more independence for families. It's going to mean peace of mind in terms of your loved one being taken care of.
The head of Israeli military intelligence resigned because of Hamas's October attack, becoming the first senior figure to step down over his role in the stunning failure to anticipate or quickly respond to the deadliest assault in Israel's history. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. is looking into reports of Israeli abuses in Gaza.
We have a process to do that, particularly if there are questions about whether U.S. arms have been involved, and that is ongoing.
A new government rule imposed today says the medical records of women will be shielded from criminal investigations if they cross state lines to seek an abortion where it is legal. This is AP News. A murder case involving mushrooms.
Erin Patterson, who's accused of serving her ex-husband's parents and an aunt poisonous mushrooms with lunch, has appeared in an Australian court in Latrobe Valley, charged with 3 counts of murder and 5 of attempted murder. It's Patterson's second court appearance on the charges. She's yet to enter any plea and has not applied to be released on bail. The magistrate says he would announce on May 7 if there's sufficient evidence to put charges before a jury in a Supreme Court trial. Police say the symptoms of the sickened family members are consistent with poisoning from wild Amanita phalloides, known as death cap mushrooms. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Nancy Gonzalez, a leading fashion designer whose accessories were used by celebrities, was sentenced to 18 months in prison after pleading guilty in Miami federal court on charges of smuggling crocodile handbags from her native Colombia. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.